Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, March 11th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So, whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Expanse GMGI submits application for iGaming license in Romania. Expanse Studios, a subsidiary of Golden Matrix Group Inc., has applied for a Class 2 iGaming license in Romania. This strategic move will allow them to distribute their gaming content to licensed operators in the Romanian market, which is expected to generate $2.2 billion in revenue this year. CEO Damjan Stamenkovic sees this as a crucial step in their European expansion strategy, tapping into Romania's thriving iGaming sector. With a strong presence in the US and a portfolio of over 55 games, Expanse Studios is well-positioned to serve operators in both established and emerging markets, solidifying their position as a globally recognized B2B content provider.
GeoVax to present at the 37th Annual Roth Conference. GeoVax Labs, Inc., a biotechnology company, will have its chairman and CEO, David Dodd, present at the 37th Annual Roth Conference in Dana Point, CA, on March 16, 2025. The presentation will be in the form of a fireside chat moderated by Roth Managing Director, Senior Research Analyst Jonathan Ashoff, PhD. GeoVax is focused on developing immunotherapies and vaccines against cancers and infectious diseases. In addition to the presentation, the company will host in-person investor meetings, and institutional investors can schedule meetings with GeoVax leadership through their Roth MKM representative. GeoVax's lead clinical program includes a next-generation COVID-19 vaccine, GOCM04S1, which is currently in 3 Phase 2 trials. The company also has a lead clinical program in oncology, evaluating a novel gene-directed therapy for solid tumor cancers. For more information, visit www.geovax.com.
Rotter, doing business as Telvantis, unveils Part 3 of Investor Education Series, Shareholder Value and Uplisting Strategy. Telvantis, formerly known as Rotter Inc., wraps up its 3-part Investor Education Series by detailing its strategy for enhancing shareholder value and preparing for a potential uplisting to a national exchange. The company's focus on long-term value creation includes capital allocation strategies such as expanding organically and through acquisitions, managing debt and equity, conducting share buybacks, and optimizing operational efficiency. Telvantis is actively preparing for uplisting by completing a PCAOB financial audit, meeting listing requirements, building institutional investor interest, and aiming for significant revenue and profitability growth by 2029. Shareholders can expect continued execution of growth strategies, corporate updates, and engagement with institutional investors as Telvantis works towards its goal of sustainable growth and value creation. Protea to participate in the U.S. Veterinary Exhibition, WVC 2025. Protea, a leading company in vitro diagnostic medical devices, will participate in the Western Veterinary Conference, WVC, in Las Vegas, USA, from March 2nd to 5th. The exhibition will host over 600 companies and 20,000 visitors, including veterinary professionals from around the world. Protea will showcase their companion animal allergy diagnostic products, Anisha Canine Feline IgE, and their equine allergy diagnostic product, Anichia Equine IgE. These products enable rapid and accurate diagnosis of allergens in dogs, cats, and horses, allowing for appropriate treatment plans. Additionally, Protea's Anachek Bovine Equine IgG measures IgG concentration in colostrum and blood, aiding in the health management of newborn calves and foals. CEO Lim Cook Jin expressed excitement about expanding collaborations and introducing innovative diagnostic technologies for both companion and large animals at the conference. Everflow partners with Skimlinks to bring new revenue opportunities to leading brands. Everflow, a leading partner marketing platform, has announced a strategic partnership with Skimlinks, the world's largest commerce content monetization platform. This collaboration combines Everflow's advanced tracking technology and curated marketplace with Skimlinks' expansive network of premium editorial content publishers. By leveraging Skimlinks' network of over 60,000 publishers, including top names like Condé Nast and Yahoo, Everflow clients gain exposure to new revenue opportunities. This partnership aims to drive collaborative revenue between advertisers and publishers, providing transparent performance reporting and preferred partner matching. With full transparency and direct relationships with leading publishers, Everflow clients now have access to thousands of new ways to generate revenue.
China's National Medical Products Administration, NMPA, clears blood clot removal platform. The National Medical Products Administration in China has cleared the Control Medical Technology 7-11F mechanical thrombectomy platform for removing blood clots from peripheral vessels. This milestone allows VentiV Scientific to reach patients in one of the world's largest markets. Partnering with Shanghai EasyFlow MedTech, they aim to enhance patient outcomes in China's growing peripheral thrombectomy market. The control system offers clinicians a broader range of treatment options for conditions like acute limb ischemia and deep vein thrombosis. With flexible catheters and powerful aspiration tools, VentiV Scientific's innovative solution is set to make a significant impact in the field of blood clot removal.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Sky Harbor Group Corporation, NYSE, SKYH. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Sky Harbor Group Corporation, listed on the NYSE under the ticker SKYH. Throughout FY24, Sky Harbor showed resilience and growth despite economic challenges, completing major construction projects, securing new leases, and maintaining high occupancy rates. In the third quarter, lease revenue increased by 64% year-over-year to $4.1 million, with total revenue reaching $10.1 million, a 90% increase from the previous year. The company also expanded its leased square footage and has new developments expected to generate $37.6 million in annual revenue. Despite increased expenses, the company's balance sheet remains strong, with total assets of $456.8 million and a liquidity position of $110.3 million. Stonegate's discounted cash flow analysis values SkyH between $12.79 and $21.07, with a midpoint of $16.33, reflecting the company's growth potential.
Arzopa introduces D10 Smart Photo Frame for seamless digital photo sharing. The Arzopa D10 Smart Photo Frame offers advanced features for seamless digital photo sharing. With a high-resolution display and wide-angle viewing, images appear sharp and vibrant from any perspective. Built-in Wi-Fi and cloud synchronization allow for easy image transfer and updates. Intelligent slideshow modes and AI-powered image recognition enhance user experience. Multi-user sharing capabilities and secure encryption make it ideal for family use. Energy-efficient design and durable materials ensure longevity. The frame supports various file formats and offers easy navigation with touch controls and voice commands. Available through official distribution channels, the Arzopa D10 Smart Photo Frame meets the demand for digital photo sharing solutions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.